Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. The collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge would be a disaster in any case, but the deaths of six Latino construction workers who were on the bridge makes it a heart-rending tragedy. Clara Longo de Freitas is a neighborhood reporter for our news partner, the Baltimore Banner. Welcome back to the show, Clara.
Thank you so much for having me.
Clara, you attended an interfaith vigil Tuesday evening at Mount Olive Baptist Church of Turner Station in Dundalk. What did you see and hear?
So there were a lot of politicians. Obviously, Mayor Brendan Scott and Baltimore County Executive Jenny O were there. There were a lot of city council members, including Zeke Cohen, Robert Stokes. There were a lot of music. There were a lot of people just broadly speaking about the power of prayer. Basically, they were speaking of the importance of community resilience and getting together in a time of need and in a time of a lot of unknown. We weren't sure about the status of the victims. It was still a search mission at that point. So it was really just a moment where the community was just trying to hold on to each other and pray for the best outcome possible for all of the people involved.
WIPR reporter Wamboy Kamau was also at the vigil, and she spoke with several people who attended by phone yesterday. Here's Joy Harvey, who was born and raised in Turner Station.
1977, we was able to start driving on the bridge. I continued to use the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Matter of fact, over the weekend, I went across back and forth for the whole weekend. It's just devastating that something that was built to get around and now all of a sudden is gone. A lot of our parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, they helped build the Key Bridge. So it was devastating yesterday to watch, to see on the news. It's going to be truly different now. It's going to be a big difference because some people might not jump right back on it once it's built because they look at it that, you know, anything could hit it. Is it going to crumble once I cross the bridge? But that's when, you know, your faith needs to come in and, you know, not be scared.
The common theme was God be the bridge that we can still stand on. And I think that that was kind of what people were relying on the last few days, really, to just kind of relying on faith and hope as we didn't really know what was happening.
More reaction. Here's another member of the Turner Station community, Yvette Gregory.
I grew up in the Turner Station community. We watched that bridge be built. We watched them come bring the pillars and sit them in the water, and then how the bridge was just piece by piece brought in. And many of our parents, grandparents, worked in the steel mill to make it happen so that that bridge could be put up. And we all took pride in that bridge. When we would ride over the bridge when we were little, my dad would always say, I built this bridge. We built this bridge. You know, because it was a lot of pride taken in when the Francis Scott Key Bridge was put up. And all that has occurred over the last 48 hours, you know, it just made me, like, have a sense of family time. And so, like, this last night, I called my three children and said, can we do breakfast? And so we actually just got finished having breakfast together so I could put my eyes on them and they could put their eyes on me.
What does that make you think?
So in the past few days, I've talked to a few people from Dundalk. I've talked to a few people who work in industrial in this industry. And they had similar things to say, where the bridge was such a major artery of Baltimore, right? I think it was also the heart, really, of the industrial past of Baltimore. I think nowadays we might not really think about it as much because it's not on our day-to-day, but Baltimore has such a history with the steel industry. And I think in a lot of ways, the bridge represented that. And I think people are maybe looking back and trying to figure out, like, if this bridge gone, like, what does it mean? What is the legacy that it's leaving behind? And how do we move forward from this? It's also what I've been hearing a lot. People just are struggling to really comprehend that fact that the bridge is no longer there because it was just such an iconic bridge to the city.
That's Clara Longo de Freitas, a neighborhood reporter for our news partner, the Baltimore Banner, here on The Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Clara, let's turn to a press conference that was held yesterday by the immigrant advocacy group CASA. What did we learn?
So CASA is in contact with two families right now. They're the families of Miguel Luna and Maynard Suazo. These men were from El Salvador and Honduras. The families are obviously in distraught. They are struggling. They are traumatized. Miguel Luna and Maynard, they both had children. They both had spouses. And really, they both came to the United States because they wanted to be able to better provide to their families back in their home countries. I know that Maynard specifically was a member of CASA. And by member of CASA, I mean that he paid about $40 every year. And in that way, he had a lot of access to legal services and social services. In some ways, CASA acts like a union. And when you are a member, you're really almost like a union member. Maynard wanted to become a small business owner.
Let's listen to a part of what CASA Executive Director Gustavo Torres said about them.
Maynard and Miguel are just two stories, two specific examples of thousands of Baltimoreans that are making a contribution to this beautiful country. In time when there is so much hatred against the immigrant community, we look to the quiet leadership of Maynard and Miguel and appreciate how they uphold our society so the Americans can live comfortably. Highway workers, in particular, often work overnight hours with increased exposure to accidents so that we have a convenient life and we can work and avoid construction during the daylight hours. And you know what? I just want to mention that the bridge has a great historic significance. It's the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner. These immigrants were entrusted with maintaining and repairing it.
What does this tragedy mean for immigrant communities in Baltimore?
What he says is right. It's that their stories are incredibly representative of the community. As an East Baltimore neighborhood reporter, I've talked to men like them. I talk to men like them all the time, right? These are men who are just doing their best day to day to be able to provide to their families. And they are working in transportation and construction. They are working in groceries, whatever it is. They are very involved in their community. And I know that the community organizers that I've been speaking to, they're all devastated. They might not know the man personally, but all of these men remind them of someone they love.
Yeah, people seem eager to assist families affected by this devastating event. Susana Barrios is vice president of the Latino Racist Justice Circle. The organization is raising funds for victims. Here's what she said about the vigil.
It was an emotional experience, but at the same time, I felt helpless because there's nothing we can do at this time. There's nothing to be done. It's just wait and see. But we came to the vigil in hopes to support the family members and then so that they knew that the community was there to help them and also for them to see us and then for them to know that we are there to help.
What did CASA say about next steps to assist families?
I think right now they're mainly trying to identify the needs of the families. Right now, families just need privacy. They're obviously in a very emotional state right now. The Baltimore City Mayor's Office of Immigrant Affairs, they just put out a link where you can make donations.
We will put that link on the record page at WIPR.org.
And a lot of this support will probably be towards funeral expenses, rent and food in the foreseeable future. I think right now that's all we can do is just help with donations and kind of respect the privacy and just wait to see what the families need and what they say.
And just wait. Yeah. Clara, thanks for talking to us.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Clara Longo de Freitas is a neighborhood reporter for our news partner, the Baltimore Banner. We've got links to more coverage and to where you can donate to help the families at the On the Record page at wypr.org. I'm Sheila Cast. Glad you're with us on the record. Join us again tomorrow.